This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. If you ask people who are advocates of mandatory vaccines why they support it, why do they think the government has the right to intervene in an individual's choice and force them to be injected with a substance that is linked to a risk of harm and even death in some cases, they will tell you something along the lines of, well, we're talking about infectious diseases. And if this person's not vaccinated, they're a threat to somebody else, right? That's the justification we hear all the time. So then what's the justification when it comes to mandatory government-enforced chemotherapy of children? Because now we have yet another case, a child named Noah, I believe in Florida, although I'm not entirely sure about which state. I think it's Florida. So Noah is being forced to undergo 3 years of chemotherapy against the wishes of Noah's parents because a judge has ordered the state to invade the child's body with a toxic substance, a chemotherapy agent, which of course has its roots in World War I. Mustard gas chemicals, chemical weapon systems. That's what chemotherapy is. It's a chemical weapon. And it's now being ordered by the state onto this child. Well, where's the argument? You can't say that, well, if this child doesn't have chemotherapy, he's going to give cancer to all the other children, because cancer is not contagious like that. So what's their argument? And if you ask people about it who advocate for this, ultimately their argument comes down to, well, we have to have the government save you from yourself, which is essentially an argument that claims the government owns your body and the government gets to decide what you get to do with your body or what you must do with your body. And interestingly, these are the same people in most cases who claim the government should get its hands off our bodies as pregnant women or women who want abortions. The government has no role in our bodies. Get the government out of my vagina. This is what they say. Well, wait a minute. Weren't you the same people who just said the government must force injections onto children and force chemotherapy drips into the blood supply of children? And now you want the government to be hands off your body? You see, there's no consistency in any of these arguments, because they're not arguments. They're not rooted in reason or rationality or logic or even any kind of ethics or morality. And this is very indicative of the way people on the left argue. They don't have any principles. And so every time they want something or don't want something or want to force you to do something or ban you from doing something, it's all about just whatever their view is at that moment. There's no consistency to it. Whereas if you look at, for example, my positions, or those of us who are in favor of individual liberties and health freedom, we have a very consistent position, which is that you get to do whatever you want with your body as long as you're not out directly harming other people, you know, murdering people or committing acts of violence against people. But it's your body. You get to decide. Government hands off your body. In all cases. Oh, but you say, well, what about abortion? Aren't you opposed to, let's say, late-term abortion? Yeah, well, that's because there's another body inside your body. There's another human. And that human has the same right to safety and liberty and the pursuit of happiness as any other human. So that's the difference there. You see, it all comes down to a principle. You own your body, except when there's another human inside you, in which case you have an obligation to protect that human. But let's not talk about pregnancy for the moment. If you are a non-pregnant individual, man or woman or whatever you think you are, you own your body. This is why I've always said I'm not against people doing a body modification. You want to do tattoos and piercing and have your teeth filed down so that you look like a great cat, and have implants in your eyebrows, and you know, you want to be a transgender. I've never opposed an individual engaging in body modification or doing whatever they want to their own body. What I've always consistently opposed is people pushing their views or indoctrinating children, especially, or pushing their views on other people in violation of their religious views. For example, the bakery in Colorado that gay couples keep going to and saying, make us a gay cake and decorate it with gay messages that violate your Christian principles. They target this Christian baker with that demand, and then they drag him through court and they, you know, death threat him and mock him and everything. And that's not right. And besides, there are 1,000 bakeries all over Colorado. They can find a different one. It's not like this one baker has a monopoly. You see what I mean? But you own your body. It's a basic principle, which means that you also get to decide what you want to put in it. I'm talking about food and even recreational substances. This is why I've always said that even though I don't personally use recreational substances, I never have. I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't use recreational drugs. I still support other people's individual rights to do what they want with their body. If someone wants to, you know, get high and smoke pot all day long, that's their choice. I mean, I can tell them that's going to turn you into a pothead, that's going to sap your energy, and it's going to dull your brain. And smoking anything promotes cancer and heart disease. But it's still your choice. It's still your body. You get to decide what you want to do with it. So shouldn't the same thing be true with parents and their children when it comes to chemotherapy? If a parent says, hey, wait a second, I don't want to poison my child with chemotherapy. It's a toxic agent. In fact, the number one side effect of chemotherapy is, guess what? More cancer. Why do I want to poison my child? But the state forces them to do so. The state forces you to poison your own child. And this comes down to the arrogance of doctors and the arrogance of the courts. But think about these doctors. These doctors that say to themselves, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, this child needs chemotherapy. The parents aren't agreeing to it. I'm going to call Child Protective Services and have this family SWAT teamed. And that's what they do. And you ask them why. Hey, Mr. Doctor, why are you so concerned about this child that you think you want to SWAT team the family and kidnap the child with medical kidnapping and force it to be injected with chemotherapy? And the doctor will say, because I care about the children. And then you ask the doctor, aren't you the same doctor that performs abortions all day? And they say, yeah. And you say, well, I thought you said you cared about children. And the doctor will say, well, that's not a human child when it's not born. And you remind the doctor, well, wait a second. As you're doing that, what about the arms and legs that you're ripping off that baby? You don't think that's human? You don't think that's a child, really? It's crowning. The baby's almost born and you're aborting it. How exactly do you love children so much that you will call the police to have a family SWAT team to protect a child so that you can inject it with poison at the same time you're chopping up babies in the abortion clinic? You see, it doesn't make any sense. Well, I guess it does make sense if you realize that these doctors are incredibly evil and dishonest and arrogant and dangerous to society, because that's the way a lot of doctors are. Not all of them. There are good doctors. I've met some. I know some. Good doctors that study complementary medicine and so on. But there are a lot of evil, arrogant, malicious doctors, and they think they own your body. And the upshot of this, and this really reinforces something that you need to keep in mind. And I should qualify this and say, never take your child to a doctor that won't respect your parental choices, you see. Take them to a naturopathic physician would be better. Never take your child to a conventional doctor that is nothing but a pharmaceutical vending machine, kind of an elaborate humanoid form of a big pharma vending machine. Most of these doctors are bribed by big pharma and they get kickbacks on the chemotherapy. Did you know that? They get kickbacks in the cancer clinics. That's why they routinely falsely diagnose you with cancer when you don't even have it. Remember Dr. Fareed Fattah in Detroit? Yeah, he was arrested by the FBI, prosecuted. 20 years in prison because every patient that walked through his door was diagnosed with cancer, whether they had it or not, because doctors think they own your body. That doctor thought that your body was his cash machine. You see, this is the way doctors are. Doctors are taught to psychologically dominate their patients, not to listen to their patients. That's why the average doctor time with a patient today across the board is about 90 seconds. Think about that, 90 seconds. They're not even willing to talk to their patients. And if a patient says, well, I learned something on the internet that I think you should be aware of, the doctor will scoff. The internet? Well, that can't compare to our medical school training with seminars by Big Pharma, where they taught us all the chemicals that you need. And then they force that upon you against your will. Brings up a lot of big questions, doesn't it? Do you want to live in a society where the government can coerce you to be injected with poison or to inject your child with poison that causes cancer, because that's the society in which you live right now? Or would you rather live in a society where you have the right to say no to medical intervention? And the reason I'm saying this is because if you've listened to my podcast for any length of time, you know that this society in which we're all living today is collapsing. The society will crumble. It is unsustainable at every level, including financially, but also politically and ecologically as well. This society will crumble, and we, the survivors, we will need to build a new society on the other side of this. There was an attempt in the founding of the United States, and in the 9 years following the Declaration of Independence, when the founding fathers were forming the Bill of Rights, which came, you know, many years after the initial Constitution. The Bill of Rights, there was an effort to try to put a health freedom amendment into the Bill of Rights. Yeah, it was debated at the time. In fact, I believe the name of the signer of the Declaration of Independence who pushed for this was Benjamin Rush, if I'm remembering that correctly. He was a doctor. So Dr. Rush tried to have an amendment that was a health freedom amendment, kind of the way we have a First Amendment for speech freedom and a Second Amendment for the right to bear arms. We should have had, you know, a 2.5 amendment or something that said, we have the right to say no to a medical intervention that we don't agree with. So when we all have a chance to build a new society in the future here, I want you to remember this, and I want you to take a stand for health freedom. As a society, we need to tear down the whole idea of Big Pharma pushing chemicals on every child and every adult and every senior citizen for their entire lives. We have to push back against the insanity of the overprescription of antibiotics and vaccines and antidepressant drugs that cause, in some cases, mass shootings and suicides and things like that. We got to push back against this because that's part of the recipe of destruction of our modern society. We need a health freedom amendment. We need the right to say no to the government when the government is trying to coerce us to poison our own bodies or the bodies of our children with toxic substances that they falsely claim to be medicine. Because the drug companies want you to be poisoned. The drug companies want you to be injured. That's called repeat business for them. They don't want you to be cured. They don't want you to be healthy. And they sure don't want you to never need oncology or a cancer doctor. We have to have the right to say no. So stand up for that right. Keep reading naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Be sure to hear my podcast on Brighteon.com. And if you want clean food, visit my online store at healthrangerstore.com. Thanks for listening. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. Healthrangerstore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out healthrangerstore.com.